if somebody, if a child would be riding along and he'd find him on the ground, you'd say, oh, you must have what?
Took your foot out of the stirrup.
And what would happen? Say, you must have fell?
Yeah.
Would you say fell off or fell from?
Fell from the saddle.
And?
And your feet came out of the stirrup of that saddle.
When you would use mules, if you say, if you plowed with two mules, would you say, I've got a span of mules or a team or what?
I've got a double team, two mules, which I had right up there for years on my place and lost them all in one week.
Would you explain that on the tape? I think you told me the other day about the mules, how old they were and
well, as near as I could get up. See, I bought them from a fella that lived here and went north, and to scribe their age, as near as he told me, they was right around, he told me, 30 years old. And usually when a mule is that age, you can turn him out this morning to graze, then go to pick him up this afternoon. Maybe he's lying down, done appeared as a sickness. That's what happened to the last mule I had. The veterinarian lived right up there. And I had lost the first one that, let's see, Tuesday of that week. Well, this one, a man had got me to live right back up there to accompany that mule, to put him in with his. He had a big pasture to put that mule in with his to accompany him. Every time through the day, it came about that Saturday. The veterinarian is right up here. I went up there to get the mule, and my sister-in-law lived right across from him. My barn is right across that way from him. She says he's been a braying, neighing, he's been a neighing all evening and then go lie down. Done lost the question like I told you that Tuesday, maybe. And she say he been looking back yonder way, that's where my barn was. Missing of that other mule. I led that mule, I went out to hand quarter, had plowed this man's garden, him and I. And about a day before that, he was just all right. Went out there and my sister, my wife's sister says, that mule been mighty restless. I pulled him on down here, hitched him right out there to the post. Wasn't opposed to elm tree. Hitched that mule, and I had called a veterinarian, and any time I called, he would come. He had done quit doing that veterinary work, but he'll do it for me whenever I'd call. So he give that mule a shot. I says, this bank right, John, this Miss Sam is pretty steep. And I says, I better get that mule back up to my barn right up yon. He says, that mule ain't gonna get nowhere. You need to be bothered about it. Well, I hitched the mule there to that elm, walnut tree. I'm making it a little long.
That's all right.
I hitched that mule there, and I came in the house here. After he gave him the shot, he stood there a good little bit. And I didn't know he'd give him a death shot. See, he couldn't get over it.
I see.
All at once, I've got some sweet feed out there. That mule taking two or three mouthfuls of that sweet feed, taking a little mouthful of water, and first thing I know, that mule hit the ground just that sudden, just like you throw that drip down. That mule hit the ground, and come as a grunting, and I come on in out here.